Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. As we get closer to summer, people are expecting some more heat waves. In fact, 2024 was officially the warmest year on Earth ever recorded. And with warmer temperatures on average, we get a lot more extreme heat. But how does all this heat affect our bodies? We had Hamid Tarabzadeh and Meg Talikoff from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what do all of these heat waves do to our bodies? Can we handle these high temperatures?
Good question. It's a real concern.
Heat affects our bodies in a lot of ways, but for this episode, we're going to talk about our organs, starting with our kidneys.
That's the organ that filters our blood.
Why would hot weather bother our kidneys?
Here's the issue. Our bodies work to keep our internal temperature regulated at around 98 degrees Fahrenheit.
We do this mostly by sweating.
And as you sweat out that water, you have decreased urinary flow. You make less urine.
That's Dr. Ankur Shah from the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. He says that all of the sweating can make you dehydrated.
Why would it make you dehydrated?
Basically, when you sweat, you're using the fluids that usually keep you hydrated. If you don't drink more water, your whole body gets thirsty and confused.
As you get dehydrated, your body does not know, is dehydration something that the kidney was part of the problem or solution?
That's because kidneys play a role in how much water we keep or get rid of.
So one of your body's kind of mechanisms is it shuts down its kidneys.
And that can get serious. When seniors end up in the hospital during a heat wave, the top two reasons are dehydration and kidney failure.
I had no idea. Does hot weather do anything else to our kidneys?
Yeah, Ankur says that there are long-term consequences too.
The hotter the environment, the more you will sweat. The more you will sweat, the less urinary flow. And the less urinary flow, the more you're going to have kidney stones.
Ow, I hear those are really painful.
They are.
Do you have another organ for me that's affected by hotter temperatures?
Yes. Scientists think hotter temperatures also change the microorganisms inside our guts.
Saurabh Chatterjee, a professor of medicine at the University of California, Irvine, has seen this happen in his experiments on mice.
So when these mice were exposed to heat stress for 15 days at a certain point of time in the day, 3 to 6 p.m., 3 hours every day, they had an altered gut microbiome.
What's a gut microbiome?
It's a whole world inside of your intestines, made up of around 1,000 types of bacteria, plus parasites, fungi, and viruses.
They work together to communicate with the rest of your body, and they help with everything from digesting food to keeping you from getting sick.
So when that delicate system changes, it can cause problems for your whole body.
That sounds bad. What can we do about this?
In the short term, prepare. Make our cities cooler by planting more trees and providing spaces where people can get clean drinking water and stay out of the heat.
Hospitals also need to plan for increases in heat-related health problems.
But long term, the only real solution is cutting down on fossil fuels and other sources of greenhouse gases, which are making the temperatures rise faster and faster.
Got it. Thanks, Hamid and Meg. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way our choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.